The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's our technology correspondent here in News Talk, Jess Kelly, with me for another tech takeover. TLDR, too long, didn't read, not very demure.
Have you heard of this?
No, this is a story that has utterly passed me by.
Okay, look, you may not have heard about it, but you might have heard it. Bear with me here for a second. Take a listen to this.
Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out, not my chocho. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
I mean, if you're not going to, you know, have something floating around your head, this has to be the thing, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know. And so, like, what was going on there now?
Old man Cuddihy.
So what was going on there? Who was that?
So this is an online influencer called Jules LeBron. And if you've been on TikTok, Instagram, any platform in the last little while, you will have either seen that original video or you will have heard that sound. That's what the young people do today, Kieran. They use sounds from different platforms, different videos, reuse them. This has gone viral. As I said, the influencer Jules LeBron has over 2 million followers. And because that went viral, it became a bit of a catchphrase. And like absolutely everything in the world, people started to try and monetize it. So Jules,
yes,
who is in the process of transitioning, can now afford her surgery to fully transform into a woman and get the surgery that she has desperately wanted for quite a while.
Okay.
But while the money was coming in through her views on the platform, somebody, an opportunistic person, decided to trademark the term demure. Very demure.
So Jules, she keeps using this all the time, and it's her thing.
Yes.
This is her thing.
Exactly.
And is there kind of certain context she uses it in, or is it kind of just all the time?
It's everything and anything, but what happened
was, is she describing herself? Kind of, I'm very demure, I'm very mindful.
My makeup. So the description that we had there, she was explaining how she does her makeup. It's not okay. Over the top. She doesn't look like Marge Simpson. It's demure. She's very mindful. She's okay. Very purposeful.
But it's just, those are words that already exist.
Yes, but it is like so many different things that come out of TV shows, like Homer Simpson's dough. You know, there's like famous catchphrases that catch on. So instead of TV and cartoons and movies and all the rest, the phrases du jour are coming from social media. And what happened to Jules was that her video went viral.
Yeah.
And somebody came out and trademarked. Jefferson Bates decided to file a trademark for very demure, very mindful. And the reason why was to cash in on the success, the viral success of LeBron's video. What's happening now is when things are going viral online in a video that I share or you share or anyone shares, all of a sudden merch is popping up. Merchandise is popping up. So you'd have that on. Maybe it's a makeup bag or a t-shirt or a baseball cap or whatever it is. But this person wants to come out and try and cash in on the success. And LeBron has come out and said that she is very, very upset by this, because while she is delighted that she can afford her surgery, she thought that the business opportunities that would come from going viral from one sound could provide for her family for some time.
Okay.
Now, this, I know that you are utterly unenthused by every single element of what I've told you so far. But.
Yeah.
Just because you're not into a chicken doesn't mean it's not a thing.
No, I accept that. I mean, she'll just have to get a job, I guess, like everybody else in the world. You know?
No. But the point here is that there is money to be made. And what's happening now is people are going viral. They're being put
But she's
before.
Made a lot of money. She's
she has
money.
Made a lot of money. She has, through the views and so on.
She just wants to make more.
Well, no, it's that other people are cashing in. They are trademarking phrases because they see
That's
the opportunity
the
here.
Nature of capitalism.
Do you not Like, what happened to being signed? Sorry,
if she wasn't making a penny off it, I'd feel like, absolutely, this woman has been completely wronged. It's awful and this is a terrible situation. But it sounds like she's kind of quids in and she just wants to be more quids in. I mean, that's kind of greedy.
It's not greedy. This swine swooping in, trademarking the phrase, who had nothing to do with anything and now is making bank off the back of it. I think it's appalling.
I just don't think it's a very demure way to act.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did. Congratulations.
So this anyway is kind of the will she take a is she going to challenge this legally?
Yeah. So what will happen now is other people have kind of tried to come out of the woodwork and trademark other aspects of her catchphrase. She also uses the word cutesy, which I'm sure you adore. So somebody the face Kieran just pulled. So people are trying to trademark that and transfer that those trademarks to Jules so that she does have aspects of her signature phrases to make money from and to merchandise and so on. But this is going to roll out. The bigger picture here is that we're going to see every person, for example, you could trademark coming up on the hard shoulder. That's something that you say in every single one of your videos. That is your demure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you want to trademark that?
Somebody else out there wants to trademark it and make money off it. Have at it.
No, but this is what's going to happen is anyone who posts anything online, it's moving so much more calculated now. It's not just about what you're saying or that authenticity. There's the business side of this. There is the merchandising. There is money to be made on a whole host of different avenues from posting something on one or two platforms. So while this may seem like a nonsensical story, I guarantee you, we are going to see more instances of this. Do you remember Kylie Jenner tried to trademark Kylie and Kylie Minogue was like, sorry, I've been here a while as well. This nonsense, because younger people are being influenced by online content creators. There is money to be made. And obviously that leads to a bit of a spat.
What is your tech tip this week?
It's that if you're going to Coldplay, I'm going to Coldplay tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
I'm very excited. I'm taking my nephew Alfie and I'm so excited. It's his first gig. Not that anyone needs to know.
Is that why you're excited? Or are you excited to see Coldplay?
A bit of both. Yeah. I think Coldplay...
It's kind of oxymoronic, I think, to use the word excitement and Coldplay in the same sentence.
Oh, he's salty today, everybody. Yeah. He's salty.
Don't mind them, you know.
No, do you know what? They wouldn't be my favourite band in the world, but apparently it is a spectacle of a gig.
Yeah, no, it is. They're meant to be, fabulous live.
Fabulous live. Obviously, they have a whole host of tech as well. They use those light-up wrist bands in the crowd and all the rest. But my tech tip this week is if, like me, you're going to the gig, go into your Ticketmaster app and save your tickets to your phone today. So save them to your Google wallet or to your Apple wallet. That way then you are not faffing around on site. You're not reliant on any connectivity issues. Save them down today.
All right. What is your tech rec then, Jess?
Okay, we know kids are going back to school. There's a lot of people on the move. Public transport's going to be busy over the next little while. My tech rec is to download the TFI Live app. I don't know if you have this on while you drive, you see. I don't drive. I'm so reliant on public transport. But the TFI Live app is excellent. You put in where you are, you put in where you're going, and it'll tell you the method of transportation that will get you
there. All over the country or just
all over the country, yeah.
Okay.
Wherever public transport is functioning from what I've seen.
So KK1 and KK2 bus routes around town might be on it.
I'm sure they are. I did.
We're getting a third.
Are you?
Yeah, KK3, by all accounts. New bus stop. They started constructing at the top of our road this week. Very exciting.
It sounds it, yeah. Bus stops and exciting, like Coldplay and exciting in the same sentence. But anyway, on we go.
Touché.
Correct and right. But it is great. It'll give you up-to-date information. It means that if you're at a bus stop that doesn't have the real-time information, you can just go onto the app and it'll let you know. It'll let you know if there's delays, anything like that. I would highly recommend that if you've got kids who are now getting the bus or the DART or the train or the whatever to school, put it on the phones. Put it on your own phone as well so you can get real-time
information. Does that have the real-time Dublin bus information on it?
It gives you its own, it'll give you like it buses you in 2 minutes at a certain stop.
And are there ghost buses on this as well then? Or does that just happen at the stop?
I haven't noticed the ghost buses.
Okay, I wonder.
I've noticed a few ghost Lewis's in the last little while as well.
Oh, really?
Not to rat out the Lewis because I love the Lewis.
Oh, wow, it's spreading. The virus is spreading.
I'm not a fan of it, I have to say. Down with the ghost Lewis's.
Down with the ghost Lewis's. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, thank you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.